Welcome to Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region. I'm Stella Fong. Gong Hei Fat Choi, Happy New Year. On February 17th, many Asian countries will be welcoming the Lunar New Year, celebrating the Year of the Horse. Each country, each region of that country, and each household celebrate with different rituals and practices. Fireworks and firecrackers resound in Hong Kong, Singapore, and Bangkok to scare away bad spirits, while bells ring in Buddhist temples in Japan. As a child growing up in the San Francisco Bay Area, this holiday was the biggest celebration for my family, a time when my mother would honor her Chinese roots from Hong Kong and my father from southern China. My mother spent the days before cleaning the house while my father paid all the bills. They also shopped for and prepared the foods that honored the coming new year. Each dish contained the spirit of good fortune and prosperity. On the first day of the new year, we refreshed our bodies eating a vegetarian dish called jai, made of black mushrooms, wood ears, lily buds, and my father's homemade fried gluten balls. Then the next day for dinner, we celebrated with dishes like whole steamed fish, whole chicken, and more jai, totaling eight dishes with the number 8, bot, sounding like the word for good fortune, fat. Of course, there are always noodles in those eight dishes, signifying long life. It was not until I was an adult that I learned that other households welcomed the New Year by making jiaozi dumplings that were eaten on New Year's Eve. Here in Billings, Xiao Yi Wang invited me into her kitchen to show me how to make the dumplings she grew up with. On this winter night, her mother, Li Qingao, and father, Yun Zhi Wang, were visiting from China, from Tonghua in Jilin province in the northeastern part of the country. With red and pink round paper lanterns dangling from her back window and a branch draped with lights and adorned with gold coins, Xiao Yi is already inviting good fortune and celebration into her house. She confesses that she should have paid more attention to the dumpling making when she was a child. During her parents' over a month-long visit, she is enlisting the skills of her mother to help her perfect her dumpling making skills.
So it's getting close to the Chinese New Year, and we've been practicing, and my mom has been teaching me how to make the dough at home and then also teaching me some variety of fillings. And tonight we're gonna have cabbage with shrimp and eggs, and this is one of my favorite dumplings.
分两部分，一个是饺子，是有皮儿、饺子皮儿和饺子馅儿。
Dumplings are really easy, truly. You just need the dough and then you need the filling. With the dough, you really don't need any yeast. It just takes a little time with warm water mixed, and then you need several rounds of resting. And once the dough is ready, you're going to want to make the filling really fresh, basically right before you're about to cook and eat. So today we're gonna make a very light filling. Rather than having red meat, we're going with a shrimp and some eggs and then some cabbage. It'll have kind of like a soup dumpling effect because of the juices coming out of the cabbage.
The jiaozi or Chinese dumpling originated 1800 years ago as a staple food among the ethnic Han people of northern China. A jiaozi is made by wrapping a piece of dough around a filling, usually minced meat such as pork, lamb, beef, chicken, duck, or goose. Seafood or vegetables are sometimes also used.
特点就是比较清淡，那个清爽，就是白菜和主菜就是白菜和虾仁，鲜虾仁。
My mom is a healthcare professional. She's a doctor, so she's always thinking about nutrition and the balance and how everything goes together. So she's just telling me that, you know, with your eggs and your shrimp, you get your protein, and then with your cabbage, you get all the good fiber, and it's a vegetable, so it's got to be really good for you. So now my mom's got a few slices of cabbage, and she's gonna chop it up into about pea size to go with chunks of shrimp and chunks of cooked eggs. She tried the blender method for the cabbage to make it this small, but it doesn't taste as good. So it's better, even though it takes a little bit longer using a knife and doing it hand chop, but it's much better.
With hand chopping, the ingredients can be cleanly cut instead of getting mashed up when using a machine.
Do you want the texture? You want to be able to bite into it and know what's all in it. You don't want it to be like a meatball that you can't really recognize the vegetable in there.
Li Qing takes an extra step to prepare her cabbage after chopping. When I make my dumplings, I mix pork with freshly chopped cabbage, green onions, and ginger.
So now she's getting some salt to get the juices out a little bit.
The cabbage sits with the salt for about 2 to 3 minutes.
So now she's added salt and added some water, and now she's squeezing all the liquid as much as possible out of the cabbage. When you put salt to get the juices out, and then it would need some rinsing so that it's not too salty. So the salt is only a tool to draw the water naturally out of the cabbage, but not to flavor it that much.
Xiaoyi's mother has learned over the years to cook from feel, sight, smell, and taste.
She thought it was so funny that I have all these tools and measuring cups and measuring this and that and a scale and the spoons and the cups. Oh my goodness. She's like, you just put a little. And then you ask her how much, she'll go, until it tastes right.
Having the right senses and making the proper combination of ingredients is a major key to making good dumplings, but so is having the right equipment. A sharp knife is important, as well as...
Chopsticks is universal for everything, and it's a required tool in the kitchen. If you don't have chopsticks, you really can't make anything.
With those chopsticks, more salt is stirred into the filling for flavoring.
这个叫鸡精松茸纯香鸡调味料。
So this is like a mushroom powder, and it's
有那个增鲜的作用。
It adds flavor and umami, but it does not add salt.
In Chinese cooking, it is important for seafood to not taste fishy. Freshness is the key, but additions of certain ingredients can tame any unpleasant odors or tastes.
So the secret with shrimp is to add some cooking wine, Shaoxing cooking wine, and some ginger water. So that gets all the fishiness out of any seafood that you want. And in this case, it'll make the shrimp very juicy and not fishy.
放了炸的花椒油。
She also added, so 花椒 is like the Sichuan numbing peppers.
Along with the shrimp, cabbage, salt, rice wine, ginger water, mushroom powder, and Szechuan peppercorns, scrambled eggs are added. These are beaten eggs cooked in a hot pan on the stovetop.
As you scramble, you kind of chop it up a little, just the same size as the cabbage, so that you can get it evenly distributed throughout the filling.
Wrappers purchased at the store can be used for these dumplings. Gyoza shells or wonton wrappers will work. The key to making the wrappers with flour and water is not using cold water. Warmer water makes the dough more pliable, denaturing some of the protein.
She started with half of the flour with hot water and then the other half with warm, kind of not too cold.
To help with rolling out the wrappers, a large silicon mat has been laid out onto the counter.
She actually brought this from China because every household must have one of these because it's silicone. It works well on surfaces where you just want to throw it down and start doing your dough. And they make a lot of noodles and dumplings and pancakes, and it's all from scratch. So you almost must have this. It's almost like as essential as your chopsticks in the kitchen.
Again, the dough is flour mixed with some boiling water and later with some warm water. Combining the flour with water, it is kneaded until smooth. The dough is allowed to rest in the bowl, covered with a towel to keep everything from drying.
With the dough rested and ready to go, you would pick it up and start poking a hole in the middle, and then as you stretch, you make it into a circle, and you try to keep everything even, and then you would break it at one point, and then you continue to roll it out kind of like a snake, and then you pull out the right size of dough and round it out so that you can start rolling the dough into a wrap. So the way that she's rolling, it's super fast and very effective. She picks a tip of the dough up, so she flattens one out, and she holds the rolling pin in one hand and then like rotate with the other hand the piece of dough so that it's constantly rotating and rolling at the same time. I guess that's the secret for getting the very even, very round. It's like the perfect circle. The hard part for me is like rolling out the dough to be a wrap that's like even and round. That never happens. I don't understand how that works.
And how that works is practice, practice, and more practice. The dumplings are a symbol of prosperity, reunion, and warmth. Its crescent shape, resembling ancient Chinese currency, is believed to bring wealth and good fortune for the coming year.
I guess every family might have their own ways and their own combination of fillings and what they prefer, and that's how you perfect your family recipe a generation after another. And hopefully I can pick it up quickly because they're staying until the Chinese New Year and we're practicing as much as possible.
Once the wrapper is rolled out, then the filling is spooned on top of it. The next technique to master is sealing the filling into the wrapper without having the dumpling break apart when it is being cooked.
So you hold your wrap in hand and you want to put just about a tablespoon of filling right down the middle. And then you pinch the two pieces together in the center, and then you use your finger to tuck the filling toward the center as you pinch up. That might be the secret to make sure they don't boil open or split open as you cook them.
Different fillings will make the sealing of the wrapper easier or more challenging.
Because this doesn't have the stickiness of the pork, it actually is a little harder to keep enclosed because everything's kind of loosely organized. You do need to make sure to contain everything and using the poking and pinching and making sure everything goes in there and not touching the sides. Otherwise, once you get it wet, I suppose that's how it splits open.
Once the dumplings are sealed and formed into crescents, they will be ready to cook. In the past, when I have cooked these dumplings, I add oil to a nonstick pan, brown the dumplings on the bottom, add a little chicken broth, cover the pan to let the dumplings steam, to finally removing the lid to let the liquid cook off. Tonight, I learned a secret that is much easier and much cleaner, as with my cooking method, I end up cleaning up splatters of oil and broth.
My dad just pulled out this very specialized griddle. So it's round. Mom ordered the round one. It cannot be square or rectangle. Round is a good shape. It brings you good fortune. The rounder, the better.
Roundness symbolizes completeness, perfection, and harmony, often representing the ideal state of togetherness, such as unity in family.
It grills on both sides, so when you put things like dumplings or pancakes in there, it cooks evenly on both sides together. And it also closes with this lid, so it encloses everything, and if you have oil in there while you're cooking, it doesn't dirty the kitchen as much, which is amazing. And I didn't think of having one of these would be so cool, but before she got here, she's like, you need one of these. And she sent me pictures, so I ordered it.
The dumplings can be cooked in different ways, boiled, steamed, and fried. The potsticker style is one I usually prepare. With Xiaoyi's griddle, she can also create a brown, crispy bottom version of the potsticker dumpling, which she prefers.
My dad is now jumping in to make the wrap, to make the process faster, And then my mom's wrapping more of the dumplings. As this goes on, they'll start a batch to cook and then continue on with the making process and the wrapping.
As Xiaoyi's parents work to make the dumplings, it is obvious they have been making them for a long time, as they are fast, efficient, and accurate.
When I was growing up, I obviously didn't help enough, and that's why I still don't know how to do it.
However, instead of throwing in the towel, Xiaoyi is making a big effort to perfect her dumpling making skills while her parents are in Montana.
Typically, your whole family would get together and then make them together. Even though I'm an only child, for Chinese New Year, we would be with our extended family, my aunts and uncles and their kids, my cousins, so that everybody can be a part of this process.
And the process is not just churning out dumpling after dumpling.
The more love you put in the food, the tastier the food is.
煎饺, 倒点油, 就加点。
Now she just added a very thin layer, very little bit of olive oil to add to the crispiness and the yumminess. And she said, even if you don't use oil, if this griddle is good, it basically doesn't need it, but it really does add to the flavor and it tastes better that way.
A seafood dumpling requires about 5 minutes to be done, while a meat-filled dumpling needs at least 10 minutes. Seafood is always best served and eaten when just cooked, while meat, such as pork, requires thorough doneness.
So with this filling, it's really easy to cook. You're basically trying to get the dough to cook correctly, because as long as the wrap is cooked, everything on the inside is just a shrimp, and that's the only thing that's raw, really. So it doesn't take long at all. But if it were a pork dumpling, like a lot of people prefer, it'll probably take 10 minutes or maybe a little more. So this griddle actually cooks both sides evenly, but to add to the crispiness on both sides, she decided to flip them once. So you get it on top as well.
The dumplings have browned nicely, and the kitchen fills with toasty, dough-fried aromas mixed with the essences of the ocean, highlighted with the pungency of ginger and green onions. My mouth is salivating, but in the usual Chinese way.
She's like, I'm not a professional. This is probably not good.
The usual Chinese practice is to be modest and not boast, but all my senses are saying to me that this is good, and I am looking forward to my first bites. Before we sit down to enjoy the dumplings, Li Qin tells us what goes into the dipping sauce.
加点醋,加点香油,很简单。
She prefers raw garlic that makes it really fresh. So you mince the garlic as you want to make the dipping sauce, and you would add some sesame oil, some soy sauce, and some vinegar. And if it's too strong, you can add a little water or maybe add a little bit of chili paste, whatever you prefer.
And now, a toast to finishing the dumplings and the dipping sauce to wishes for a happy new year.
Yay!
Yay. 成功! Success!
拿了吧。
过年好,新年快乐!
Xiaoyi's parents retired a couple of years ago. Her mother was a healthcare professional, while her father was in education. With more time off, they now have the opportunity to spend time with their daughter. Xiaoyi's father, Yin Zhi, explains the traditions behind their celebration of Chinese New Year.
In China, we celebrate the Chinese New Year, and it's the Lunar New Year that goes with the cycle of seasons. So we believe the spring season actually starts with the Chinese New Year, and that's the most important holiday in China. So here, the most important holiday he mentioned might be Thanksgiving or the last day of the year for the solar calendar, the regular calendar. But according to the lunar calendar, it's all about agricultural reference points. So you have all these reference points throughout the year where you can start sowing the seeds, or you can start heavily watering, or you can hold back, or you can start harvesting. And you go into the saving everything up. And now that you have a good harvest, then you can go through winter with all your harvested goods and then celebrate a good year.
春节就是中国年，它有一些习俗，它的核心是家庭团圆。
So the main thing about celebrating the Chinese New Year is family gathering is at the center of it. And there are some traditions around that. The biggest party happens on the last day of the old year. And similar to the New Year's Eve here, a tradition in China is called Shou Sui, which means you stay up until midnight.
In staying up, the new year is welcomed with festivity and celebration, bidding farewell to the old and embracing the arrival of the new. For many solar calendar celebrations, the partying usually begins near the hours of midnight.
就是那天晚上要出去放鞭炮、包饺子、贴春联儿，就是那一天要把这些都要进行，就是它就是所有的这些形式就叫过春节。
On New Year's Eve, throughout the day, you would take off the old couplets that you have stuck on the door frame. So it's like basically positive sayings about your good fortune for the new year. So you would switch that out to the brand new year. So you have new hope and good fortune for the new year. And from there, throughout the day, you make dumplings and you have a family dinner, and then you watch a gala show, and you do all these activities to stay up. And right at midnight, right before midnight, you want to go out and set off some fireworks to get rid of the bad spirits. And then you have dumplings right at midnight again. Then you're eating dumplings, and now it's the new year.
How can a year not begin with good fortune and deliciousness while savoring dumplings? However, the making of the dumplings and the eating of the dumplings are only an introduction to the next weeks of merriment.
The Chinese have big parties for a long time. So we celebrate from the first of the year all the way to the 15th of the year. And different parts of China, China is a really big country, kind of like America. So different parts of China would have their own traditions. So in the northeast part of China where we live, starting the first of the year, you start going to your friends and family's house and you put on your best new clothes and you would wish one another happy Chinese New Year. And you go from the closest family to closest friends, and then you just continue to rotate.
As I mentioned in the introduction of this show, the way my family welcomed in the new year is personal. We had our own rituals and traditions that originated in the southern part of China.
And the northeast part of China, we do like different dances than lion dance, but then southern like Guangdong and other parts of China, they typically have lion dances. And because we have winter in the northeast part of China, we would have like light shows with ice sculptures and things and skiing, just like here, lots of fun things you could do as a family. And the 15th day of the Chinese New Year is the Lantern Festival. And then you have a lantern show, and then that kind of concludes your Chinese New Year celebration. We also have a special food for the Lantern Festival. It's like a glutinous ball with sweet filling. It's like a mochi, almost like, you know, the texture is very soft and gooey, and then it really warms you, and it's kind of in a soup.
叫元宵节，就是过了元宵节了，过了十五啊，这个节日就算是结束了。另外还有一条，就是中国为什么叫春节呢？中国有个农历，就是节气。春节那天就是春天开始了。
The 15th day, the Lantern Festival, with eating of your round mochi with sweet filling, that kind of concludes the festivities. And then you know you've started the spring, and and everything is full of hope and everyone's happy and they go back to work.
The Chinese zodiac is a 12-year cycle with each year represented by an animal in the following order: rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, and pig. 2025 was the year of the snake, with this year the year of the horse, and 2027 the year of the goat. Those born in the year of the horse are considered to be energetic, independent, and free-spirited.
中国的属相有12属相，每一个属相吧，它有不同的说法。马呢，就是那个万马奔腾，什么奇迹一跃可以千里，就是中国有许多马是一种很雄壮的东西，跑得非常快。它给人的印象呢，就是有速度，有上进心。
Out of the 12 animals, the zodiac animals, horse gives the meaning of speedy, strong, very positive. So this year of horse means that we're all going to have some positive energy and a good year full of hope.
And hope unites. Rituals and celebrations bring people together and provide an outlook of promise and possibilities.
我就认为应该是在华人当中一直要让它发扬光大。它这个传统啊是几千年的那么一个结果。就当代人呢实际上是对历史古老历史的一种继承。而且这个传统让人们吧，就是凡是华人，无论你在哪儿，它会有凝聚力、向心力。
From our understanding that all of these little traditions, they might be silly, but they are our inheritance of our culture. And no matter where you are in the world, if you celebrate the Chinese New Year, you feel like you're part of something much larger and the history much longer. So he wants to make sure that we all get to celebrate the Chinese New Year, whether we're together or apart, and that we can continue all the traditions on and with family and friends and bringing our tradition everywhere so that we can be together no matter where we are.
For Xiaoyi and her family, it is wonderful that they can be physically together here under the big sky to welcome the year of the horse. For me, I hold to my heart that I can honor the New Year's arrival just knowing others are celebrating around the world. I will make jai, a vegetarian dish, for the first day of the New Year, and then celebrate the second day with my 8 dishes of white cut chicken, steamed whole fish, stir-fried noodles, stir-fried beef, Chinese broccoli, roast pork, fried shrimp, and jai. From my Cantonese heritage, Gong Hei Fat Choi, Sun Lin Fai Lok. But in whatever language, whatever dialect, Xiaoyi says it best when we bring people together to feast and celebrate.
The more love you put in the food, the tastier the food is.
Many thanks to the Wang family for sharing their practices and rituals for welcoming the Lunar New Year. Music for Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region, has been provided by Parker Brown. I thank Ken Seabird for his help with the production of this show. Thank you to you listeners for your continual support. I'm Stella Fong.